The New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 243. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Thank you for being here today. It's great to see you. This week, we're reading from the Holman Christian Standard Bible, and our book today is Judges 15 and 16. Let's begin. Judges chapter 15. Later on, during the wheat harvest, Samson took a young goat as a gift and visited his wife. "I want to go to my wife in her room," he said. But her father would not let him enter. "I was sure you hated her," her father said. "So I gave her to one of the men who accompanied you. Isn't her younger sister more beautiful than she is? Why not take her instead?" Samson said to him, "This time I won't be responsible when I harm the Philistines." So he went out and caught 300 foxes. He took torches, turned the foxes tail to tail, and put a torch between each pair of tails. Then he ignited the torches and released the foxes into the standing grain of the Philistines. He burned up the piles of grain and the standing grain, as well as the vineyards and olive groves. Then the Philistines asked, "Who did this?" They were told, "It was Samson, the Timnite's son-in-law, because he has taken Samson's wife and given her to another man." So the Philistines went to her and her father and burned them to death. Then Samson told them, "Because you did this, I swear that I won't rest until I've taken vengeance on you." He tore them limb from limb with a great slaughter, and he went down and stayed in the cave at the Rock of Edom. The Philistines went up, camped in Judah, and raided Lehi. So the men of Judah said, "Why have you attacked us?" They replied, "We have come to arrest Samson and pay him back for what he did to us." Then 3,000 men of Judah went to the cave at the Rock of Edom, and they asked Samson, "Don't you realize that the Philistines rule over us? What have you done to us?" "I've done to them what they did to me," he answered. They said to him, "We've come to arrest you and hand you over to the Philistines." Then Samson told them, "Swear to me that you yourselves won't kill me." "No," they said, "we won't kill you, but we will tie you up securely and hand you over to them." So they tied him up with two new ropes and led him away from the rock. When he came to Lehi, the Philistines came to meet him, shouting. The Spirit of the Lord took control of him, and the ropes that were on his arms became like burnt flax, and his bonds fell off his wrists. He found a fresh jawbone of a donkey, reached out his hand, took it, and killed 1,000 men with it. Then Samson said, "With the jawbone of a donkey I have piled them in a heap. With the jawbone of a donkey I have killed 1,000 men." When he finished speaking, he threw away the jawbone and named that place Ramoth-Lehi. He became very thirsty and called out to the Lord, "You have accomplished this great victory through your servant. Must I now die of thirst and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised?" So God split a hollow place in the ground at Lehi, and water came out of it. After Samson drank, his strength returned, and he revived. That is why he named it En-Hakkore, which is in Lehi to this day. And he judged Israel 20 years in the days of the Philistines. Judges chapter 16. Samson went to Gaza, where he saw a prostitute and went to bed with her. When the Gazites heard that Samson was there, they surrounded the place and waited in ambush for him all that night at the city gate. While they were waiting quietly, they said, "Let us wait till dawn, then we will kill him." But Samson stayed in bed until midnight when he got up, took hold of the doors of the city gate, along with the two gateposts, and pulled them out, bar and all. He put them on his shoulders and took them to the top of the mountain overlooking Hebron. Sometime later, he fell in love with a woman named Delilah, who lived in the Sorek Valley. The Philistine leaders went to her and said, "Persuade him to tell you where his great strength comes from, so we can overpower him, tie him up, and make him helpless. Each of us will then give you 1,100 pieces of silver." So Delilah said to Samson, "Please tell me, where does your strength come from? How could someone tie you up and make you helpless?" Samson told her, "If they tie me up with 7 fresh bowstrings that have not been dried, I will become weak and be like any other man." The Philistine leaders brought her 7 fresh bowstrings that had not been dried, and she tied him up with them. While the men in ambush were waiting in her room, she called out to him, "Samson, the Philistines are here!" But he snapped the bowstrings as a strand of yarn snaps when it touches fire. The secret of his strength remained unknown. Then Delilah said to Samson, "You have mocked me and told me lies. Won't you please tell me how you can be tied up?" He told her, "If they tie me up with new ropes that have never been used, I will become weak like any other man." Delilah took new ropes, tied him up with them, and shouted, "Samson, the Philistines are here!" But while the men in ambush were waiting in her room, he snapped the ropes off his arms like a thread. Then Delilah said to Samson, "You have mocked me all along and told me lies. Tell me how you can be tied up." He told her, "If you weave the 7 braids on my head with the web of a loom." She fastened the braids with a pin and called to him, "Samson, the Philistines are here!" He awoke from his sleep and pulled out the pin with the loom and the web. "How can you say I love you," she told him, "when your heart is not with me? This is the 3rd time you've mocked me and not told me what makes your strength so great." Because she nagged him day after day and pleaded with him until she wore him out, he told her the whole truth and said to her, "My hair has never been cut because I am a Nazarite to God from birth. If I am shaved, my strength will leave me, and I will become weak and be like any other man." When Delilah realized that he had told her the whole truth, she sent this message to the Philistine leaders, "Come one more time, for he has told me the whole truth." The Philistine leaders came to her and brought the money with them. Then she let him fall asleep on her lap and called a man to shave off the 7 braids on his head. In this way she made him helpless, and his strength left him. Then she cried, "Samson, the Philistines are here!" When he awoke from his sleep, he said, "I will escape as I did before and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had left him. The Philistines seized him and gouged out his eyes. They brought him down to Gaza and bound him with bronze shackles, and he was forced to grind grain in the prison. But his hair began to grow back after it had been shaved. Now the Philistine leaders gathered together to offer a great sacrifice to their god Dagon. They rejoiced and said, "Our God has handed over our enemy Samson to us." When the people saw him, they praised their God and said, "Our God has handed over to us our enemy who destroyed our land and who multiplied our dead." When they were drunk, they said, "Bring Samson here to entertain us." So they brought Samson from prison, and he entertained them. They had him stand between the pillars. Samson said to the young man who was leading him by the hand, "Lead me where I can feel the pillars supporting the temple so I can lean against them." The temple was full of men and women. All the leaders of the Philistines were there, and about 3,000 men and women were on the roof, watching Samson entertain them. He called out to the Lord, "Lord God, please remember me. Strengthen me, God, just once more. With one act of vengeance, let me pay back the Philistines for my 2 eyes." Samson took hold of the 2 middle pillars supporting the temple and leaned against them, one on his right hand and the other on his left. Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." He pushed with all his might, and the temple fell on the leaders and all the people in it. And the dead he killed at his death were more than those he had killed in his life. Then his brothers and his father's family came down, carried him back, and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the tomb of his father Manoah. So he judged Israel 20 years. May God bless the reading of His Word. Well, when we last left Samson, he had just left his new wife, who was a Philistine, and returned to his father's house after having killed 30 Philistines at his wedding reception. Today, as we rejoin him, his anger is cooled and he goes to his father-in-law's house to make up with his wife, gift in hand. His father-in-law informs him that his wife has been given to another man. So Samson, in another fit of anger, proceeds to burn the crops of the Philistines, which causes them to kill Samson's wife and her father, since the Philistines blame them for this great economic harm that Samson has wreaked upon them. You know, the question has to be asked, why did Samson want this Philistine woman in the first place? He was, after all, a Nazarite, which means that he was dedicated to the Lord. Why would this man want a woman from the people who were such enemies of the Jews? At the time, the Philistines had subjected the Jews to slavery. Well, for the answer, we go back to chapter 14, verse 4, where it says, "Now his father and mother did not know that this was from the Lord, who was seeking an occasion against the Philistines." And this was when Samson had asked his father to get this Philistine woman for him to be his wife. His parents said, "Why her? Why not a good Jewish girl?" But this was all part of God's plan. In some ways, this is a prime example of how the Lord works in mysterious ways, which, by the way, is not a scriptural quote as far as I can tell. To me, it seems as if God could have chosen so many other ways to defeat the Philistines, but of course, who am I to second guess God? In the life of Samson, God used his weakness for women to deliver a terrible blow to this race of people who were so evil to God's chosen people. And then as we go to chapter 16 in the beginning, we see that Samson is with a prostitute. After that, he falls in love with another Philistine woman named Delilah. And because of his love for her and her deceptive, manipulative charms, his hair is shorn, which causes his great physical strength to leave him. He is blinded, taken captive, and made a slave to the Philistines. Well, the loss of his physical sight seems to restore his spiritual sight, however. And when he is brought in to entertain the Philistine hoi polloi, he prays and asks God to restore his strength so that he might take revenge on them for what they've done. God hears Samson, and Samson kills more Philistines at his death than he did during his entire life. And this is what God had in mind from the very beginning of Samson's life. Remember back in chapter 13, verse 4, when the angel of the Lord told Samson's mother that she would be having a son? Part of the angel's message to her was, "You must never cut his hair, because the boy will be a Nazarite to God from birth, and he will begin to save Israel from the power of the Philistines." Who knew that this was how it would happen? We never know what God has in mind. All we can do is trust that his plan is right, that he is good, and that his will be done. And you know what? I am supremely okay with that. How about you? Comments? Questions? Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. or leave a comment on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode 243. Tomorrow we'll rejoin Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Join me? I hope so. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.